Now, elsewhere in the papers today, those pictures of Brian Cowan have gone global. One of the paintings is on the cover of the London Times this morning, and you might think it started on Sunday with that article by Ken Fox in the Tribune reporting on the nude paintings that were hung in the RHA in the National Gallery. Well, it actually began, if you've been listening to the show, you'll know this, on January 19th when we received an email from a friend of the artist attaching a third new nude portrait of Brian Cowan or Taoiseach and saying that it might cheer up the nation. Now, at the time, we didn't put it up on our website. I can't remember. There must have been something else going on. But we do know the name of the artist. And all the papers are saying, who is this mysterious artist? We've been saying it on the air since Monday. It's Conor Caspi. Now, Siobhan Hogan, our researcher, talked to Conor on Monday. He admitted that the paintings in the National Gallery and the RH Gallery were indeed his. However, he denied that he had gone into the galleries and hung them himself. He said that he'd given some of his paintings to friends and others for a token fee, and maybe one of them had done it. We asked him if he would like to come on the show to explain himself, etc. And in a text, he said to Siobhan yesterday, "The thing is, I don't want to make money or get publicity. I prefer to let the picture speak for itself. But thank you very much for your interest." Now, if you're watching the 9 o'clock news over the last couple of nights, on Monday night, they did a report about the whole thing. They did a vox pop and some gentleman said that Brian Cowan looked like he was 8 months pregnant. And then last night, the 9 o'clock news carried an apology. Now, if you didn't see it, here is the audio from that.
On last night's programme, we carried a report on the illicit hanging of caricatures of an Taoiseach in two Dublin galleries. RTE News would like to apologise for any personal offence caused to Mr Cowan or his family, or for any disrespect shown to the office of Taoiseach by our broadcast.
Now, that was Eileen Dunne on the 9 o'clock news last night. Now, things took a little bit of a turn for us yesterday. We were in our daily meeting in one of the meeting rooms in Marconi House in Today FM when Yvonne, who works on reception, morning Yvonne, on Today FM came down and said, "Siobhan, there is a policeman, a garda, upstairs looking for you." We sort of immediately knew what it was, and instead of sending Siobhan up, Will went up and Will talked to him, and we were informed of the following. That the powers that be want action taken. That's a direct quote. "The powers that be want action taken, and they are looking for the artist to caution him. He has also been investigated for three possible offences." Now, this is the man who went into the National Gallery and hung up a portrait, a nude portrait of our Taoiseach. I think it's funny. I think we should have more people like that in the world. Anyway, he's been investigated for three possible offences: incitement, indecency, and criminal damage. The criminal damage relates to the hammering of a nail into the wall of the National Gallery. I kid you not. Now, we asked Mary Carwin, Will's wife, a practicing barrister, about what sort of penalties are attached to these offences if Conor Caspi was found guilty. Here's what she said. "Incitement to Hatred Act 1989, the publication and broadcast of material that will incite hatred on summary conviction, a fine of €1,000 or prison sentence of 6 months or both. If there's a conviction on indictment, it's a fine of up to 10,000 or imprisonment for 2 years or both. On indecency, this is covered under the censorship of the Publications Act 1946, and if the censorship board decide it's indecent, they can prohibit it. And finally, under criminal damage, this is the nailing or the hammering of the nail into the wall, Act 1991, a summary conviction, then there's a fine of €1,000 or 12 months imprisonment or both." And they told us they wanted our email. This is the guardie yesterday, the one guard, and he actually had one of the paintings bubble wrapped with him when he was in reception in Today FM. He said he wanted our email to enable them to track down the artist, and we said no. And they said they may need to get a warrant, and that's the story so far. Back to the Brian Cowan picture. Well, for Brian Cowan, if that's all he has to be worrying about, lucky him not having to worry how he's going to pay his next bill or his mortgage with no job. That is absolutely disgraceful. Has the government heard of our freedom of expression, which is enshrined in our constitution? Asks Sarah. You sound in rebellious form today. It's great. Well, when you see that movie and they broadcast from a boat and they were sort of bucking the trend, they were sort of fighting against authority, standing in the way of control. It's sort of, you know, that's the way we are today. It's coincidental, but it's good. Did you know the word posh came from port out starboard home? It doesn't actually. That's wrong. A Garda here, just to say, don't blame the Garda for this, as we have bosses, and when we are told to do a job, we have to, whether we like it or not. We do many jobs we neither like nor agree with, but our job is a thankless one. Cheers. I understand that completely. And it seems that it came from the highest level. And if they can get RTE to issue an apology, I fear that they are going to be able to get an email out of us, you know, if they have that sort of power, when you think about it. Once again, Brian Cowan has made a mess of a situation. He should have just laughed at those paintings. I was in tears laughing at the news on Monday night. How can you respect a man who can't laugh at himself? Who does Cowan think he is? His actions in this would incite hatred from people with a sense of humour. So maybe the guards should investigate Cowan for inciting his own hatred. Just wondering why the news were made to apologise, and this artist is being pursued by the guards for insulting the office of the Taoiseach, yet the many impersonators who have taken off various Taoiseachs over the years on radio and on TV shows, and of course the Late Late as well, have never been condemned. A confused Noel. Yeah, I'm confused as well. And Martin Turner, every week, ridicules, lampoons, caricatures many politicians in the Irish Times through his what do they call them? Cartoons, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And yet, you don't see them visiting the offices of the Irish Times and asking for Martin Turner to step outside for a chat. It's a joke. What a scandalous waste of Garda resources. No wonder we are in a recession when the people who are supposedly running the country are behaving like buffoons. Wake up and go after the real criminals. There's loads. I don't. Well,
keep going. That's all we can do. And remember as well, we were saying, like, Sarkozy and Obama have, you know, happily been photographed swimming. And
but they're photographs. It is different now. There's no comparison there.
No, but there's no law against.
This is classic defection. The government are going to sneak something through, says Davy Boy. I agree with you. It's only a bit of a laugh. Cowan is just the Irish Homer. Are you sure that the Gardaí that you met was real, not someone from the artists?
Unfortunately not. It was a proper guard who displayed his Garda ID. It was all quite formal.
It's odd, Will, because when you were upstairs, we were still continuing the meeting, and I said, they were going, look, this is a bit of a laugh, Mairead and Jenny and Siobhan. And I said, I tell you what, they're going to get him for damages. Damaging
criminal
state.
Damage.
Yeah, criminal. No, I didn't say criminal damages, because I wouldn't have had that word. Yeah. Defacing public property, that's what I said. And that's what they're after.
The stiffness of the fines. Like a penalty, including prison, depriving the man of his liberty. It's outrageous.
That makes me really mad. Can we do a petition or something in support of the artists? I don't want to live in a fascist, humourless state. How can a joke or satire be incitement? It's restriction of freedom of speech. Can we get T-shirts with the picture on it?
You see, the problem is we have a third photo, which was attached on our email of Brian Cowan, and it's pretty.
Yeah, it's a little bit more revealing graphic than the two pictures that he put up in the RHA and the National Gallery. He's having a pee.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I think as long as it's not erect, you're fine. You don't.
Oh, God.
Isn't that the rule?
I
think that's
probably
the rule.
Well, I think for sure somebody is going through the statute book with a fine tooth comb at the moment, so they might find something else to throw the book at him with.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to put a nude Brian Cowan to bed for the moment. Just a sign of how out of touch Cowan is, says Garrett. I see what you did there with the reference to YouTube and China. But we all are governed by law and no one is above it. I think a rap on the knuckles should suffice for this artist. There's only one way to fight the censorship madness. Everybody, regardless of artistic talent, head out on the streets with their own Brian Cowan nude art. Yes. That's that one there, and that's all that.